circuses on the air.
The president does.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear
don't.
Down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.I.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need a standing host.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
David, good morning to you and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. The official transfer of power has happened.
We have transferred peacefully.
That's not, yeah, well, I don't know if it was peacefully, but...
Two grumpy old men
yeah,
in the newsroom.
There you go. There you go. Nice.
Get out of the way.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Oh,
what are the
boy.
Big plans for the holidays next weekend for
well,
you?
Well, let's see here. Yeah. I made progress with the Christmas shopping and that
sort of
thing.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I will be here Christmas Eve. I'll be here a week from today. And okay. Then I will be headed out to Dad's. And this year, we mm-hmm. will be celebrating Christmas at his new place because he moved 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. That's
into
right.
Into a very nice
very
retirement
nice.
Area. And so we last well, actually, the last couple of months have been what do we do with this and that. The move actually was about 2 weeks ago. But as we all know, with moves, you're never done.
No, you're
once
never done.
You're
yeah.
into the new place.
Always unpacking.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, a couple of times we've had to go back to the old place and pick up things we forgot.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That
so,
happens.
But,
yeah.
But, you know, that if that's the only situation you're running into with something like this,
sure.
It's gone well.
Good.
It's gone well.
Awesome to hear.
And he's happy with it. I am also. So I think we're going to have a nice Christmas in a new surrounding.
I love that. I love that. Did you go out to dinner or are you going to do it there?
We'll do it there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll there. He's got a great place, a full
Dad's
full
95?
Kitchen. 95.
Holy
yeah.
smokes. God
yep.
bless him.
Yep, be 95. So, yeah, we'll have Christmas dinner there.
Very mm-hmm. nice. I think Michael Heidemann and John Hansen are filling me in for me next week.
Okay.
I've got 40 people coming for a sit-down dinner.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's our Polish Christmas. It's Wigilia, and you're supposed to rotate it through the family every 5 years, but my mom's not doing all that well, so she can't travel, and we're
sure.
supposed to be downstate, so we're doing
sure.
it again this year, but it's a lot of fun.
40?
40. But we don't have to cook. We don't have to cook. We have to have drinks and I think dessert, and everyone brings something. So, but it's all traditional dishes. It's
bring
Polish
something
mushroom
or you
soup.
Can't come.
That's true. Well, yeah. Well, no, we're almost assigned stuff. So somebody brings the pierogies. Somebody brings a soup. So it's very very Polish and very traditional. So
that's wonderful. Nozdrovia.
Dziękuję. Dziękuję. And then
I hope you said something nice.
No, I think so. I think I did. I'll look that up later. And then Sunday we do the in-laws, and then we're going ice skating. I think at Wrigley at some point on New Year's or on Christmas Eve.
Oh, now you know I have to get over there before Christmas because this is I think the second year they've had a satellite version of the Chris Kindle Market.
Yeah, but
it's
the ice skating
rink's
brand new.
Roger, have you seen it?
No,
you have not. Okay, yeah, but it's right there, adjacent to that ice skating rink at
yeah.
Wrigley. There, it should be very nice.
Very
I am
cool.
determined to get over there at some point this week.
Lovely.
So
lovely.
Yeah.
And then you and I are hanging out New Year's Day.
Yes.
Is that confirmed?
Well, as far as I know.
Okay, all right, good.
You may have to wake me up. But.
Yeah, you're in for Andre, I'm in for Cochrane. It'll be a fun day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got a little Dennis Miller. I got a little Bill and Walter, Bill Curtis, Walter Jacobson. We're going to have a nice little crew in there.
Excellent.
I'll try to get some breakfast for us, Dave.
Well, now
you know
I will be here.
Yeah, we'll talk about unusual hangover remedies, so maybe you can help me pull that together. That's
oh, we fun. Have to find Mike Royko's column for New Year's Day when he talks about hangover remedies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dig that up. We'll do that for sure.
I've got a couple of Royko books with the best of at home. I'll see if I can find it.
That's awesome. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. All right, let's catch a little history here. So 1686, Robinson Crusoe leaves his island after 28 years. That's all I
remember.
I have.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, what reminds me of that is Family Classics.
Family Classics,
right?
With the Robinson Crusoe movie. Yes.
Exactly. Which came back, you know, a couple weeks ago with Dean hosting.
Yeah,
that.
Did you see it?
I did see it. Well, here, you know, a little story behind it, and I think I shared this a couple weeks ago, is at the Broadcast Museum, we have what's left of the two walls of the set, and we have all the books.
Okay. That's why it looks so good.
Right, right. Well, it's nice and polished. Well, George Pappas did a great job. He cleaned up everything as well. But here's the thing. We did not have Scrooge in the book. And the books are all encyclopedias wrapped in a leather bound, and then an artist drew on top of the books. So every time, the nine times they aired A Christmas Carol, it was always called A Christmas Carol, even this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this 1951 version is in Great Britain, it was called Scrooge. Here it was called A Christmas Carol.
Right.
So when they GN just bought the rights to this for this Christmas in HD, it was the Scrooge version. So we're like, okay, what are we going to do? And I remember from 13 years ago going through all the Family Classics books that we had one book that no one drew on.
And George, so you used that
well,
one.
Well, and George said to me, oh, you're no, there's no way, you're nuts. That didn't happen. Well, he and I went through all the books, and lo and behold, as we pulled one of the last ones out, it was blank. So my company kind of designed a vintage-looking cover.
Well, it certainly was.
Didn't it look good?
It looked very good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's going to repeat, I believe, on Christmas Eve.
I believe so, yeah.
Christmas Eve after Bozo Garnray in the afternoon. So
that sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. So getting watching it on Christmas Eve on a Sunday in the afternoon, that's how I remember Family Classics, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, yes, not only on a Sunday afternoon, Dave, but I remember when it first went on the air in the 60s. It was on Friday
nights, yeah,
with Frasier Thomas.
That's why they did it Friday night.
And then, of course, Roy Leonard after Frasier passed away.
And now Dean Richards,
yeah.
Which I love.
I'm still pushing for this to be... I don't know, a monthly thing or a seasonal thing.
Yeah.
Maybe Easter
could be a next thing.
Sure.
Like holiday. I like
sure.
that.
Sure.
Like
show that Easter well. Parade or something like that.
Curtis, let's play the promo we have for A Christmas Carol, the original one that aired in the 1980s. Let's take a listen.
Let in! Go!
A Christmas Carol, the classic screen adaptation of Charles Dickens' world-famous story about Ebenezer Scrooge and the Three Ghosts of Christmas. This is Frasier Thomas. I hope you can be here to see A Christmas Carol. Sunday afternoon at 3:30 on Family Classics here on WGN Television 9 in Chicago.
Wow, and speaking of A Christmas Carol, 1843 was the year that Charles Dickens published A Christmas Carol, and 6,000 copies were sold.
It was a huge seller right off the bat.
That was a big deal. Yeah. That was a big deal. 1919, the American Meteorological Society was founded.
Was there anyone named Skilling involved?
No, but I've got a little clip of Tom. You know, Tom, you know, he is Tom freaking Skilling, you know that, right? Let's take a listen.
Ah, not this again.
Because we're two old grumpy men.
I guess so. You guys actually sang it in the same key, though. That was fantastic.
What was the name of the group?
Curtis is looking now. Telstar. Who's
it? It is the Tornadoes.
The Tornadoes.
It was an instrumental.
And then right. Yeah. And then there was a group that did cover songs and did them quite well called The Ventures.
Oh, okay.
I still have that record at home.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
My daughter, we bought her a record player last Christmas, and she literally uses it all the time. So now she's grabbing my albums.
She doesn't want to just download music anymore. No, sir. It's much more fun to
do.
Play
let's
records.
Take a. Let's listen to the real version, Curtis. Oh, here, let me turn this up. Oh, Dave said no. That might not be it.
That's not it.
No.
Wait.
There it is. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
So it was instrumental. There's no...
That's it?
No, yeah. No words. There's no lyrics to it.
Yeah.
No.
But look at you two, man. You nailed it.
Nailed it. We rocked it.
Nice job, Curtis. 1962, the Osmond Brothers debuted on The Andy Williams Show. First time ever on television. I think it was a Christmas special. Let's take a little listen to the little tiny Osmond guys with Andy Williams.
Christmas shows were always such a tradition.
Oh,
for everyone,
Donnie.
Including us, because we were on them.
Which one of you fellas is a spokesman?
There it is.
Well.
Jay, you mean you're the spokesman?
No, what does spokesman mean?
What does spokesman mean? Oh, how old are you?
I don't know. I'm either 7 or 8.
7 or 8. Do you like girls?
No.
You're 7.
The earliest recollection I have...
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that he was on The Andy Williams Show, you know.
Where was Donnie?
The Christmas specials where the Williams brothers were on one side.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I love that album. There's a Williams brothers album.
Did I...
Yeah.
I told you about that
Andy
one.
Williams and the Williams Brothers. Yes. I have it. I actually have it. It's my mom's.
It's the white awesome. Cover album. With mm-hmm. And I just got the CD 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because I never thought it was on CD. And I've got the album at home and I wanted to carry it around with
great,
me.
It is great. They all sound like him.
Yeah.
Which is even more amazing.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave. I didn't mean to take over.
It's all right. 1966. Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on CBS. 1971, CBS aired Homecoming, A Christmas Story, which was...
The
Waltons.
Waltons, yes.
It was the pilot for the Waltons, which I said...
It was a made-for-TV movie.
It was.
Yeah.
With, I think the only one that was in there that was in the regular was Grandma.
No, Will Gear was in that one. And he
No, Edgar Bergen was Grandpa.
Really?
Edgar Bergen was Grandpa.
I'll be a son of a
gun. So the Grandma, which
was
Ellen
Corby. Who was Charlie McCarthy?
I don't believe he was in the Waltons. who was Charlie McCarthy? I'm sorry. Are you doing Jeopardy? No, he was not.
Well, it was always Edgar Bergen and Charlie
totally
McCarthy.
Threw me off.
I thought Charlie would have a cameo appearance.
Yeah. Yeah. Ellen Corby, though, I'm like watching the episodes where she's gone because she had that massive stroke. Remember that in the Waltons?
Did you know she's in Vertigo with Jimmy Stewart?
She's in It's a Wonderful Life. She's one of the women that came looking for money at the when they were trying to she's in that too. Yeah, she was around a long time. You know, she lived to 2000, like 2000, I think the year 2000. Even though she had a massive horrible stroke, she just kept going, man. Smoking her brains out.
Is that right?
That's totally true.
A few drinks.
Yes, that's right. Okay, a couple of other ones here. Pink Panther debuted way back in the day in 1964, and that's the cartoon.
The cartoon.
Yeah, and then also kind of on a whole different note of this whole thing, of all this holiday stuff, it was 1978 that police in Des Plaines arrested John Wayne Gacy. That was this week. It's almost 40 years ago.
Man, that was
never
some
forget
big
that.
News. Oh, my gosh.
And I was 11 years old, and I was like mortified, like something like that. 'Cause it was,
everybody was.
That's in your neighborhood, kind of.
Actually, when... I was working for the city.
Yeah.
When I came back, one of the guys who had worked the case was working out at the police training academy, and I spent a lot of time there because they have a TV studio, and that's where we produced the public service announcements for the city, and he would talk about the case how he was out there, and they kept digging, and it was just horrible.
All right, we got to hit a quick break. We'll be right back.